This is the Pet Podcast on Pets.ca, episode number 26 for September 17, 2007. Hi there, everyone. How is it going? Welcome to the Pet Podcast on Pets.ca. My name is Marco. We are coming to you from Montreal, as always, and today is September 17, 2007. Please excuse the nasally sound of me voice today, but it's the end of allergy season around here, and I'm suffering, hopefully, for the last week. But we gotta do what we gotta do, so on with the show. For today's show, we have yet another interview with Dr. Lee, who is gracious enough to again give us some great information, this time on pregnancy in both cats and dogs, and he's going to discuss the signs of pregnancy, so how we know when our dogs are pregnant or our cats are pregnant and what to do about it. And of course, along with pregnancy, we also suggest, or Dr. Lee suggests, rather, the best time for spaying and neutering regardless when you get your pet. You know, if you get them very young or if you get them older, he's going to suggest when is the best time to get them spayed and neutered. But before we get into the interview, we are going to do the positive news story of the week. And the positive news story, that's positive P-A-W-S, it's not necessarily positive, but for us, as long as it's not negative, it's positive. Lots of bad pet news out there, and we just want to do something good or neutral or humorous. And today's one is somewhat humorous, and it comes from The Current, which is a newspaper in Connecticut, and it's all about wigs for dogs. And believe it or not, someone has created wigs for dogs, and they call them Wiggles. Isn't that darn cute? And the person is Ruth Regina from Florida, and she came up with the idea after seeing people spend all kinds of seriously good coin on pet accessories like tiaras and Chanel bags at fancy boutiques just for pets. So she's a wig maker by nature, or by trade rather, and she thought it would be a fantastic idea to create wigs for dogs. And indeed, as you might well imagine, God bless the free economy, they're just flying off the shelves, and she's just doing incredibly well with them. So I thought I'd just like to feature that story. Of course, the actual links and where to get them if you want to accessorize your pet with some wigs will be available in the show notes. And the starting price for these wigs are about $29 if you go for cheaper synthetic hair. But, you know, if you want to match it with your owner's hair and or match it with accessories for your dog, you're going to be spending considerably more. But at least now there's a place to get it, you know, in case you really felt that your dogs need to have some wigs. At least now you know they're easily available through the internet. So that's this week's positive news story, and perhaps a little bit of humor in there, but a good story nonetheless. And now let's get into the interview we did with Dr. Lee on pregnancy in cats and dogs with some spaying and neutering information. And let's get right into it now. So I'd like to welcome back Dr. Lee. It's always a treat to have him back. It's been a couple of weeks. But today we are going to get into another really common topic that we get very often on the Pets.ca site. And that has to do with signs of pregnancy in both cats and dogs. So first off, hi there, Dr. Lee. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you back and get your insight. So we were wondering, this is a question that we get fairly frequently. What are the signs of pregnancy in both cats and dogs? How do people know when their pets are pregnant?
Usually the first sign of pregnancy that people will see is enlargement of the abdomen. So by the time that most of the pets are pregnant, that we notice their pregnancy, they've already been pregnant for a while. Within the first trimester, most of the time there's not going to be any type of visible sign.
For those people that may not know, what is the gestation period for cats and dogs? How long are they pregnant for?
In cats, the average is going to be 65 and a half days, but there's a bit of a range for the gestation period that goes anywhere from 52 days to 74 days. With dogs, the gestation period for mating is going to be 57 to 72 days.
Okay, so by the time we notice that abdomen, how many weeks are they pregnant again?
Yeah.
A test in your math skills.
Yeah, like it's usually about four weeks in.
Okay, and that...
So about halfway in or more, and that's typically when, if you can feel them or if you're experienced at palpating the abdomen, sometimes as early as 3 weeks, you can start to feel the puppies or the kitten.
Okay, and besides the swollen abdomen, are there any other visible signs to the average pet owner that they could look for?
Not really. As they progress towards the very end, you'll start to see mammary enlargement and milk production. But that's going to be towards the very end of pregnancy.
Okay, so really the only sign is going to be about 4 weeks into it where they're going to see the swollen abdomen. There's no other signs. Are there any other behavioral signs maybe that they may exhibit?
Again, towards the end, they're going to have a lot of signs that we will see nesting behavior and kind of reclusiveness, trying to create a den-like environment. Usually the best way that people know if their dogs are pregnant is they actually know that they have the two dogs that have... What do you guys use for breeding terms?
Humping? No, I'm kidding. I would say just mating, I guess.
Getting jiggy with
them. Exactly. I would say mating.
Usually with dogs, the owners know when the dogs have mated. Cats can be a little bit more difficult if they're outdoor cats, especially since feline mating takes about 3 seconds on average.
3 seconds?
3 seconds.
Wow. For dogs?
For dogs, it's quite a bit longer, and there's actually a locking that occurs. So it can be for quite a good period of time.
So now, I guess another common question that we also get are, you know, for like human females, it's very easy to determine very quickly if a human female is pregnant. Are there quick, similar-like tests that are available for dogs?
I wish there were. Right now, there's not. The earliest test for pregnancy is still ultrasound. That can be done anywhere from 20 days up to about 28 days, depending on the dog. We can first start to see. There's also a test, a relaxant test that's made out of San Diego, and that's a blood test that looks for a hormone that's secreted by the placenta, but you're still looking at about 28 days for that. So it's still not used very often.
So there's no quick and easy test. There's no stick that we can drop urine on to find out if our dog or our cats are pregnant.
Not a reliable source. We read about tests that come and go, but nothing that's been able to be established on a regular basis. I have talked to some doctors that are working on it at a couple of different universities. So hopefully up and coming.
It's odd, and we get this question so often. I mean, you would think with all these advances that it would be something that would have been developed by now, but I guess it's still in an experimental stage.
Right. I think also so many times when, especially like when dogs do mate, most of the time it is a successful breeding. The success rate is a lot different than with humans.
So it's like much higher. Once two dogs do mate, the success rate you're saying is in like the 90% range kind of thing?
It also depends on the breed. There are some breeds that seem to have more problems getting pregnant than others. But certainly like in the wild, they don't really have a lot of time to... How to say that again?
Yeah, for foreplay, they just get down to business.
Exactly. In the wild and in survival of the species, they don't have a lot of chances sometimes for the mating. And so it needs to be have a higher success rate than with people.
Understood. And then I guess the last topic we just wanted to get into, of course we realize that there's such a pet overpopulation problem. So rather than risk the chance of our pets getting pregnant, unless we're going to show them for championship breeding purposes, etc., I know from speaking with you in the past that we both proffer and like to tell people to spay and neuter their pets. How early can we have our pets spayed and neutered so that, you know, accidental pregnancy doesn't happen? Let's start with cats, maybe.
Kind of for both, we recommend about 5 months of age.
5 months of age.
5 months of age is a good time. They've grown enough that their size is going to decrease some of the anesthetic risks, and you haven't started your first heat. Especially in dogs, but cats as well, the risk of breast cancer rises with each heat. So before the first heat, they have less than 0.5% chance of getting breast cancer. By their second heat, it's already up to 26%. So dogs will get breast cancer more commonly than people.
Really? So if a dog has already had 5 or 6 heats, is the risk in like the 40% or 50% type thing?
It caps out after they're 2 years of age.
Okay.
The statistics I have are 0.5% before their first heat, 8% afterward after their first heat, and 26% after their second heat. And then it seems to level out at that point.
But still, another good reason why we should definitely get our pets spayed and neutered rather quickly.
Out of 200 versus 1 out of 4 is definitely a big change in odds.
For sure, for sure. In terms of the when we're supposed to get our pets spayed and neutered, is there a difference between males and females?
With the males, they're going to start going into puberty. On average, they're going to be starting at 5 or 6 months. The risks with cancer are going to be a lot different with male dogs, so people can wait. However, then you're going to start to have behavioral issues, which are going to be more prominent in the males. So again, 5 months is a good time frame for that. And again, there's also breed changes. For example, some of your large giant breeds, even some of the large breeds like Rottweilers, won't go into their first heat until 12 to 16 months of age. So
it's just a good rule of thumb to keep in mind. 5 months is about the time that we should be thinking about doing, or not thinking about it, we should be doing it at around 5 months and maybe thinking about it beforehand, planning it for the 5th month.
Right. At the 4th month, you're going to be getting, pets are going to be getting their last set of shots. That's typically when a lot of veterinarians will have the owner's schedule for the spay the next month. Certainly in rescues, in a lot of rescue situations, dogs and cats can get spayed very early. They can often safely be done at 8 weeks of age. But as a general rule, 5 months is preferred.
Okay, and just one last one before we let you go. Let's say there is a rescue situation where the dog is much older. He's 2, he's 3, he's 4 years old, and he or she hasn't been spayed or neutered. Any risks or complications, any reason why we shouldn't spay them immediately right when we adopt them, even at that age?
Sooner's better. So even older dogs can get spayed and neutered. The risks of anesthesia are not going to be much different. Just need to make sure there's no signs of any other pre-existing diseases. Problem with males is that when they hit 7, they're going to be at higher risk for prostatic diseases, prostatic cancers, prostatic infection, anal tumors. Those are all going to be helped relieved by neutering, regardless of age. With spaying, besides, while the breast cancer may not be altered, the risk of uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, and the very common uterine infection called pyometra, usually those will start in older dogs. So doing it as soon as possible is always good.
So all the way around, it seems like the prudent thing to do, regardless when you get your pet, if you get them young, 5 months, if you get them older, do it then. It'll still reduce risks and, of course, reduce the chance of any accidental pregnancy, which happens so often as well.
Correct. And older dogs do get pregnant. There was a dog that we had that was about 12 years old, a Maltese, with a serious heart condition that ended up getting pregnant. And that had a lot of complications and was a long trial for not only the pet, but also the owner.
Excellent. Excellent advice. So I think with that, we'll conclude, Dr. Lee. Thanks again for the benefit of your insight on what to look for in terms of pregnancy signs, and again, a little bit on spaying and neutering, which, of course, helps control the pet population, which is so important. So thanks, as always, for this great interview again, Dr. Lee.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
It's always a pleasure having you, and we'll be speaking with you soon.
Looking forward to it.
Bye for now. So I'd like to thank Dr. Lee again for that great interview. Dr. Lee's been doing interviews with us for a number of podcasts now, and he's always gracious with his knowledge, and he always gives us his honest opinion on things, and I think that's really, really appreciated. Dr. Lee, for those people who may be listening for the first time, runs 2 animal hospitals in Arizona. He has 1 in Phoenix and 1 in Mesa. So if you're looking for a new veterinarian or you need a second opinion for any reason, Dr. Lee should be one of your choices, because he's just an amazing, caring vet, and he's totally dedicated to helping pets. One thing that we forgot to mention, actually, during the interview, which Dr. Lee reminded me afterwards, is that a lot of animal hospitals or a lot of veterinarians don't have ultrasound machines. And really, when they don't, the best way to find out, you know, if indeed you are pregnant, would be through X-ray. And it's also important to find out how many pups or kittens are inside. So Dr. Lee actually wrote, and I'm going to read you what he wrote from an email, it's that fetuses begin to mineralize at 45 days of pregnancy, so this is the earliest date for x-rays. The more time, the more mineralization, and increase or ease of visualization. And he usually has his own clients bring in their pets at 50 days of pregnancy to see how many kittens or pups are inside, which of course was going to make the delivery easier knowing exactly how many are inside. So I just wanted to add that and thank Dr. Lee once again for that great interview. So thanks very much for listening, everyone. That's going to do it for me for today. As always, comments are appreciated by way of the bulletin board, by way of the blog, www.pets.ca/blog, or of course, you can email us directly at pets.ca@gmail.com. Comments, criticism, suggestions, always appreciated. So thanks very much for listening, everyone. And again, as we like to say at the end of every podcast, please give your pets a little scratchy under the chin from Marco. Until next time, everyone. Bye for now.